Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So if you're not married or were never married, you can leave and come back in 5 minutes. Because I want to talk a little bit about that Proverbs, the reading from Proverbs, about the worthy wife. Now, 2 Sundays a year, I call these Sundays jab Sundays. It's when the husband and wife jab each other with their elbow in the side, right? And if you're anything like me, your ribs are black and blue. I'm always getting jabbed for something I say. But the one reading is the one, wives, be submissive to your husbands. Oh man, you should see me jabbing her. But this one, when one finds a worthy wife, oh yeah, I jab her. And she rolls her eyes because I say, oh honey, you're so worthy. You're just so worthy to have me. And she rolls her eyes because you've heard the saying, right? Behind every good man is a woman rolling her eyes. Are your eyes the back of your head? No. Now, if you know anything about Father Norm's history with Heart to Heart and in parish life, he's a real advocate of personality traits. You've probably heard of the Myers-Briggs. And I've gone to a couple workshops, and you know what Myers-Briggs, you may not know it, but you take this self-evaluation, and then it puts you in like 16 different categories for personality type. But of those 16, you get 4 that dominate your personality. So mine is called ESFJ, extrovert, sensing, feeling, and judging. Now my wife Paula, she is the exact opposite. I'm extrovert, she's introvert. I'm sensing, she's intuitive. I'm feeling, she's thinking. I'm judging everything, I'm judging, and she is perceiving. What does all that mean? It means that she is a lot smarter than me. And I'm all about emotions and all about, you know, that extrovert stuff. We are opposites, but our talents actually complement each other. For example, our sink springs a leak. She sends me to the hardware store to buy the exact parts that she has researched on the computer. And then when I bring the parts home, she fixes the sink. That's good, right? The ceiling fan needs replaced. I go to the store, I talk to everybody at the store, everybody I know, and I buy the exact fan that she has researched. I bring it home, and she installs the fan. I need a PowerPoint presentation. I know nothing about how to do that. I know nothing about all the programs on that computer. She creates the whole program for me. The barbecue grill is rusted out. She sends me for a new one with the exact one she has researched. She gets it home. She tells me to leave. Go talk to somebody. Go to the store. And it's a thing of beauty. You should see this. She takes all the parts out, and she lines them up on the floor in a fan. It's beautiful. There's a row of nuts and bolts. There's a row of screws. There's a row of hinges. It's all right there. And she puts it all together, and it's perfect. So how can I not, like the Proverbs say, entrust my heart to her? Because she keeps our house running. She is an unfailing prize. And it works. It works. So as St. Paul says in that Thessalonian reading, we have peace and security in our home. Peace and security because of our opposite personality traits that make our talents work for us and work for each other. And that's the heart of this gospel today. This gospel parable is about the talents. The master entrusts his possessions to three of his servants. He goes away. Two of the servants invest the talent, the money, and it comes back double, right? But the one buries it in the ground. And look what happens to him. Don't bury your talents. Invest them. Invest them so they come back sevenfold, not just double. And by buying that talent, or burying that talent, the ancient Jewish law said that the servant was no longer responsible for it. And that's why the master is so upset. He's so mad because the talent was a form of money. It was a unit of weight. Our definition of talent is the natural aptitude or skill that we possess, something that maybe we're born with. And I often say, you know, we don't really have the corner on any of our talents or any of our emotions because it all comes from God. We are made in God's image. So obviously some of us have musical talent up there. Some of us are technically talented. Some of us are athletes and so on. And then there are some of us who are what I call natural socializers. It's that extrovert thing. And it's interesting too. It's usually the extroverts, the sensing, the judging people, the feelers, they're the ones who often are teachers and nurses and priests and ministers, people like that. And then the introverts, like my wife, the technical, mathematical ones, they're usually the scientists or the computer geeks or people who are good at math. But the point is, all of our talents flow from God. God is the source of them. And he gets the glory. You know, oftentimes we're tempted. It's like, oh, I'm good at this. Look at me. No, it's God. These are signs to us of God's goodness. And a person might object and say, well, God gave me this talent, but I got to work hard. I got to work hard to develop it. It doesn't come naturally. Well, maybe it's just waiting to happen, you know, waiting to be born, to be awakened. I think of like a state champion swimmer. Of course he's good at it. It's a natural thing for him. But he has to get up 2 or 3 hours every morning before school starts and work out in the pool and lift weights and hours and hours and hours to develop that natural talent. Or maybe you know a doctor who is acclaimed. He's the greatest doctor in the world. And you think, oh, it probably comes natural. But, you know, they have to work hard. That doctor had to work hard in medical school and residency, and now spends just as much time in continuing education so they can use their talents to serve their patients. Everyone can point out how hard he or she works to develop his or her talents. But our talents come from God, and they have to be developed to serve God and one another. They are gifts that we are expected to develop. The Lord tells us in this parable, there'll be an accounting. There will be an accounting if we bury our talents and not give God glory through them. God is calling us to develop what we were given to grow his kingdom, whether it's in this parish or in your families or at your place of work or with your spouse who's always jabbing you. So, invite us over. Paula will fix your grill, and I'll talk you to death.
Amen.